الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا The Surah Al-Mursalat, the last Surah of the Juz 929 of Quran. Normally in reading it, it is a little difficult, it is a little confusing. In translation and in meaning, for a person who knows a little wording will find it very easy, the surah. The balaghat, the eloquence of every verse of Quran, but this surah especially as it goes higher, higher. It is only the first few verses that have a little hard words. And thereafter, it is simple sentences, but how it hits on its place. The crux of the surah is that how in the world we have evaporation and condensation. They say what goes up must come down. So Allah Tabarakallah takes an oath by wind. Because that wind, it blows what is called the waters of the land and you don't see it going up. But the world will explain today the water has risen, evaporation. But no one saw it. It went up and then it was stored. And then when Allah Tabarakala wanted it to come back down, first it moved around the winds. It was the very winds that picked it up. It was the very winds that moved it in the skies. It came in the form of clouds. It was the wind that separated it. And it was the winds that sent it down back to the ground. What went up, one day comes down. The surah is going to say, same your actions are. Man's actions, you don't see it going up. You do the action and you think it's gone, forgotten. But just like how water, just because we don't see it going up, doesn't mean it's not going up. Water goes up and it stays up. It waits for the time to return back. They call it in the world repercussion. You will see the ball bounce back. Our actions are going to one day hit back. The same water that goes up comes down. And when it comes down, wherever it falls, it gives a result. Some of that water will take out lovely flowers. Some might take out weeds. Our actions will go up. We don't see it going up, it's like water. And as water gets stored, our actions get stored. And the day comes where Allah Tabarakala wants it to have its effects. Sometimes in this world it hits back. Otherwise in the next world. The surah starts with the issue of the winds that take the waters. To say just like how the water goes up, it must come down. Your actions go up, it must come down. And when it comes down the second time, it makes something grow again. The actions will make something grow. Either the people of Jannah will grow, or the people of the fire will grow. وَالْمُرْسَلَاتِ عُرْفًا By the oath of Mursalat, the winds that are sent, orphan, one after the other, orf, one after the other. By the oath of the winds that are sent, one after the other, فَالْعَاصِفَاتِ عَصْفَى By the oath of the fast winds. Sometimes you don't feel the breeze, sometimes you feel it. It's wind. Sometimes man doesn't even realize what his action is. Sometimes he knows he did something bad. Sometimes you don't realize it. It's like that wind. It is such a small breeze. But that wind is taking everything up. Sometimes man says one sentence. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, he says one sentence which he doesn't even pay attention to. But it made Allah happy. And he became a Jannati. And sometimes he says one sentence which he never paid attention to. But it made Allah angry. And it pushes him to the depths of Jahannam. Sahaba radiallahu anhu said, Will Allah take us to tongue for what comes on the tongue? Will Allah take us to task for what comes on the tongue? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, what else has thrown so many people into the fire? So, al-mursalati urfa, wind, that just comes one after the other. Wind is always blowing. Just because we don't feel it doesn't mean it's not blowing. Wind is always blowing. Sometimes it blows with its force, then you feel it. Man, sometimes he really feels I did a bad action. Many a time we don't even think of our actions. But the winds are always blowing. Actions are always going up. That's why scholars would speak about muraqabah. That sometimes in life you must think about what happened during the day. Sometimes you think about what happened during the day. You will pick up actions we did which we're not supposed to do. But then you read a dua. That, oh Allah, and I ask you forgiveness for what I don't even know about. I ask you forgiveness for what I don't even know about. Because sometimes we do an action, it's like those winds that blow. That slight breeze, you don't feel it. But the waters are going up. Our actions are going up, sometimes you don't even realize. وَالنَّاشِرَاتِ نَشْرَى By the oath of the winds, that now spread these waters, means in clouds. Nashar means it spreads it. By the oath of the winds, that now spread out these waters. Meaning it's carried by the different clouds. One goes that side, one goes that side. It's all happening. Just like that our actions also. When the angels record it, it's being sent in different files. It's being placed places. We don't see the waters, but science says it's all happening. A Nabi had to come and say, your actions are also all happening. You got your one file there, one file is there. One cloud is carrying, another cloud is carrying. فَالْفَارِقَاتِ فَرْقًا By the oath of the clouds, that the winds that separate the clouds. فَرْق separates. By the oath of the winds that separate the clouds. Like that they are angels who separate. This man's name, he is a Jannati. This man will have to see the fire of Jahannam. This action is a terrible action, put it there, Sijjin. This action is a very good action, put it in Illiyin. It's an amazing thing how Quran speaks about. That man looks at the clouds every day. He says it's going to rain today. فَالْمُلْقِيَاتِ ذِكْرًا By the oath of those clouds, مُلْقِيَات أَلْقَى يُلْقِي That throws. It throws rain. But Allah Ta'ala says, by the oath of those clouds, that throw ذِكْرًا A remembrance. It throws rain. But look at this word ذِكْرًا It throws a remembrance. The next time rain falls on your face, normally what we'll do, we'll just put our top on like this and walk. Quran will tell you the next time rain hits you, it is a cloud that has thrown a reminder. فَالْمُلْقِيَاتِ ذِكْرًا By the oath of the clouds that threw a reminder. When the rain hits the head, what reminder it's giving? That as today the water that went up found you, one day your actions that will go up will also find you. فَالْمُلْقِيَاتِ ذِكْرًا Remember this verse. One time at least when the rain hits you, whoever will hear rain on his head, and he will think as the rain hit today, my actions are going to hit tomorrow. Then look up at the sky and say, once upon a time the water was on the ground. I never even felt it going up. But it went up. That's why it's coming down today. Once upon a time my actions took place on earth. I never realized it was taken up. I never realized the angels were spreading it out. I never realized they were putting one in one division and another in another division. And as one day the rains come down, one day my actions will fall on my head also. فَالْمُلْقِيَاتِ By the oath of those clouds that throw down a reminder. Udhran aw nudhra. Nudhra from nadir. For some it's a warning. For some it's a warning. Nuzra, nadir. Some people will see that rain. And they'll take a warning that if Allah can send this down, Allah can send anything down. And for other it's udhran. Udhran, you say an excuse. This excuse is very, very hard to explain this. An excuse. An excuse means that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Tabarakala will say that I gave you enough warnings. You remain blind to all of them. So udhran. Udhran means we are excused. Don't you dare tell us, but Allah, you never reminded me. For some people, the rain will be a reminder, a warner. One day the rain will hit him and he'll think. And for some people, he'll never take a warning. For him, the rain is udhr. Udhr means I've given my excuse. I gave you warning after warning after warning after warning. The most you did when the rain came, you opened your umbrella. But you never ever thought how I need an umbrella to protect me from the waters. I also need a shield to protect me from the effects of my bad actions. Do I have it? So for some they'll take the warning, nudhran, nadir. And for some they won't take it, udhran. Allah has said, ma'zirat from my side. That I gave you more than enough warnings, now I'm excused. Now let's look at it again. Wal mursalati urfa. By the oath of those winds that are sent one after the other, but you don't feel it. Soft winds. And by the oath of those heavy winds, by the oath of the winds that are spreading the clouds, and by the oath of the winds that are then separating it, by the oath of the winds that throw down the reminder. For some it's a warning, and for some they take no warning, but it at least gives us an excuse. Inna, indeed, ma tu'aduna, what you have been promised, lawaqi', that's definitely going to take place. Inna ma tu'aduna lawaqi', what you have been promised is definitely going to take place. From here the wording becomes very easy. And if Allah allows it, most of the surah can get done. فَإِذَا النُّجُومُ تُمِسَتْ. On the day when the stars will lose their luster. طَمْس means wiped out. On the day when the stars will be wiped away. Meaning there'll be a star with no shine. And the sky will be furijat, opened up. Farj means a hole. When the sky will split. When the mountains, nusifat, will be made to fly. وَإِذَا الرُّسُلُ أُقِّتَتْ. And when the messengers will be brought on their time. Meaning each messenger will come with his complaint. Oh my Allah, my nation never listened to me. لِأَيِّ يَوْمٍ أُجِّلَتْ. For what day has the world been delayed? Because all of this is like a delay. People will always say, why doesn't Allah punish the people who are zalims? Say, there's a time. For which day has everything been delayed? لِيَوْمِ الْفَصْلِ. For the day of judgment. Fasl, decision. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ. What will ever make you understand what the day is? وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Thereafter Allah Tawarakala speaks about, very fast we will go through this translation. The English there. أَلَمْ نُهْلِكِ الْأَوَّلِينَ. Did we not destroy the first group? And then we brought another after them. نُتْبِعُهُمُ الْآخِرِينَ. Similarly, we will do with every criminal. وَيْلُي يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Did we not create you, O man, from a water which was disgraceful? meaning we created you from sperm. Then we placed it in a protected area. Whoever takes sperm and puts it in a protected area, unless they call it a sperm bank. Otherwise, everyone's sperm goes down the drain. Allah Tabarakala said, I took your sperm, no value, and I put it in fi qararin, a place, makin, well protected. That womb is an amazing thing. And the more doctors will study the womb, they'll find the best description of the womb is this. Qararin makin. A place where that sperm is able to be still, qarar, makin and well protected. Because that sperm is so weak, any wind can kill it. But when that sperm finds its destination, it remains and it grows in a manner that you say, I can't understand how you survived. But it grows there. It's like clinging, holding on, but nothing is touching it. How protected. He says, you are like sperm. I placed you in such a protected area. إِلَىٰ قَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ تَلَىٰ سَتْ دَيْكْسِ فَقَدَرْنَا We set the date. فَنِعَمَ الْقَادِرُونَ How wonderful we set your date. You have to understand Arabic to understand this. Allah Tabarakallah is speaking about the mujrim. This is like a judge speaking to a criminal who is going to jail. He says, I cannot understand you. Why did you do what you did? Were you angry with the government? The government looked after you so well. You were homeless, they gave you a house. Allah Tabarakallah says, you were sperm and I put you in a protected area. Then the judge will say to the criminal, you had no job. We gave you a job. We made you grow up. We provided everything for you. Allah Tabarakallah says, I put you in that protected area. إِلَىٰ قَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ And for so many days I looked after you. فَقَدَرْنَا We set your date. How wonderful we set the date. The judge will say, I looked at what the government gave for you. Everything they gave. Everything. Day in, day out, they never forgot you. They took you to this age here and then they transferred you to another place. And still you did the crime. وَيْلُوا يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ Allah Tawarakala says, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرُضَ كِفَاتٍ Only kifat is the hard word. Kafata, kifat means to encompass. Did we not make the earth kifatan as a gatherer of the living and the dead? Kifatan, ahya, living, wa amwat and the dead. Did we not make the earth as a gatherer of the living and the dead? Look at the earth. Everyone who came from Nabi Adam alayhi salam's time, where they are? They are on the same earth. It says, how this earth got the whole world? Because many a person thinks of the day of Qiyamah, that on one plane, Allah Tabarakala in one saf will make the entire world stand. Think how big that saf will. Imagine at that day you tell someone, make sure the saf is straight. Where you start and where you end. Normal mind will say, you can't have such a big saf. Allah Tabarakallah says, this small earth, didn't I make it such? That whoever came in the earth found place for them. The earth found place. Push another one inside. Somebody else died, push him. Somebody else is born, he's walking, he's inside. He is walking, he is inside. Place for everyone. And more than enough place for everyone. More than enough place. One of the beautiful things I saw in this place called Australia is their towns are made surrounded by water. So I haven't seen that in South Africa unless there's a sewage leak. But there they build their towns surrounded by the waters. So you have the ocean, and then you have the like waters coming from the ocean. So the man's front yard got a car, and his backyard got a boat. Because by the backyard is the waters, and by the front yard is the road. And it's his house, so that entire, like how you would say, let's say, this town, Akenhof. Akenhof becomes like an island. Because around it now, you're going to have water. But at the same time, you've got roads. So on one side it's water, and on one side is the road. You want to jump in your boat and go to the other side, jump in your boat and go. Or if you want to drive, then you drive right around. So this is beautiful, this. That's where you think about when Allah Ta'ala says, we will have rivers flowing under their houses. This is the same thing. They build everyone's, like, in all the rich areas, that you have the water at the back, and you have the roads in the front. They normally say the grass looks greener on the other side. But in Australia, the grass is greener. But that doesn't mean life is better. It's just the grass is greener. Life better, that's something you have to discuss. I don't know, some people will say, I love to go live in Australia. So it's a little bit dangerous. The reason is, in this country, they steal your pots. In Australia, you have to wash your own pots. So I visited one house, that man gave me a dawat. I thanked him for the dawat. Then he said, actually, you have to thank double. Because after you leave, I'm also going to be cleaning the house. He's also going to be cleaning. Who's going to do the dishes? One friend of ours, he said, now when I go back to South Africa, the worker, I go and make, like, how are you? And I talk to him, and now only I started appreciating the work. Because he was cutting my grass. He said, now I'm cutting my own grass. So you get something which is called the robot. So they got one robot to cut the grass, and one robot to vacuum their houses. Lot robots. But still they never found a robot to clean their toilets. So still in it. The robot can't do everything. So they live with their robots. And then you have to do lot work. The man has to do lot. So everything looks greener on the other side, but it's only the grass that's green on the other side. That's why they got nice green grass. But otherwise, life everywhere. But you have one thing that's cause, you have a lot of things that's pains also. So we went on one excursion to what is called moving through the beautiful landscapes, whatever they call it, in the mountains. The beauty of that day is like unique. Not the only place. They think like they're the only place in the world that's beautiful. So they told me that we'll show you that waters, that ocean that's white. The water, the sand is white. So I said, I saw that in Kenya. Same thing. Now they got a little upset that no, Kenya hasn't got so smart. Same thing it was. They never saw Kenya. So then they told me, but we'll show you that coral reef. I said, I saw that in Mauritius. So they said, no, this is different. Ours is different. So it's like a war carrying on. Who got the best in the world? Like, but they all on the show, we got the best. So it was a very beautiful land, but one lesson that I also taught them, and for me it was a lesson. I said, see how beautiful the world looks when you're far. So my one friend gave a nice sentence. I just forgot it. But it meant this year, that as long as you're far from the world is beautiful. But when you get close to it, you realize it's not so smart at all. Smart from far, but far from smart. Smart from far. When you're far, it's beautiful, but far from smart. But when you get closer, so looking far, you just see green. But then we went close, now you just see bush. From far, it looks beautiful, green. When you come there, it's bush. Bush means you don't want to touch it now. Because it's going to prick you. It's dirty, there could be a spider there could be a snake there. So far, smart from far, the world is like that. You either look at it from the aeroplane and say, what a beautiful land. Or you look at it from Google now. Beautiful. But when you land up there, it don't look so smart at all. The world is like that. As for Jannah, Jannah from far, it's so smart. That's how we in this world, we think of Jannah. Every time we think of it, we say, this is smart. But the beauty of Jannah, you'll only see when you get close. You'll only see when you get close. So you got a choice in this world. You die for something that looks smart from far, but it is far from smart. Or you die for something that the closer you go, the more beautiful it becomes. That is Jannah. In this world, there's no Jannah. Everything looks so nice. So in that land, alhamdulillah, now Deen and Islam has started in a very nice manner. Because of which so many people are accepting Islam. But when you reach the airport, they'll never show you like, why are people accepting Islam? Because they fed up with life. Fed up. There's no unemployment. No unemployment. So you're not going to have someone who comes there, farakos. There's no unemployment. You can't find a beggar. Because the government pays everyone. And pays lots. They went to one place to see some animals. In front of us there was a man walking with another man. So the person is telling, this is the best job in Australia. That you just register to look after someone for a few hours. That's all. So you put your name there. So that man who's regarded as lower in intelligence, he's regarded as mentally weak, retarded. Hardly anything wrong with him. He just don't like his parents, so he's pushed away, so they write him mentally retarded. So he can't go out anywhere. He, if he goes anywhere, the government will pay if you take him. So all you do is register, I'll look after people who need company. So he checks up on his Google or whatever, he checks up this man, and he like phones you. That, I want to go out Saturday. He say, no problem. Where you want to go? Anywhere. So you write, say, okay, I'll take you to the zoo. Then we'll go in the boat. We'll go fishing. And then you just type in by the government portal that I'm taking him to the zoo, so you get two tickets. Then you're going fishing, then you get your tickets. Then you get your petrol money. You can enjoy life. Every week you can see, every day you can see something new. And you just charge, one, you just charge. So you say one person, he needed to go to his friend's house. 2 minutes away or 5 minutes away. So he phoned, this man lives 1 hour away. This man drove, picked him up and took him to the house. I said, must I wait for you? He said, no, don't worry, I'll phone somebody else to come pick me up. And then this man drove 1 hour back. But it was worth this man's drive. Because he'll charge so much to the government. Just for taking this man next door. So when you want to milk a system, there's enough. That government stole the wealth of the world. So now you get some people who steal the money back. And so that's one of the good jobs. I mean, now you do nothing. You can go for holiday every day. Let's go hunting. Let's go hunting. Government will pay you for hunting also. All you must do is you walk with the man and fill in right. I took him here. He's very happy. And you got a nice free holiday. So such an easy life. Money from the sky falling. Money from the sky. You will then think that this is like Jannah on earth. So when you reach the airport, what you see? You just see Friday night, this match is taking place. There's one thing called, I don't know what stadium, cricket stadium. Famous cricket stadium in Australia. So when I reached one place, the man telling me, that's the stadium. Like it's going to thrill me, like I want to go there. So he said, that's the stadium and that's the Olympics where it was. So he told me something, he said, the one cricketer said, you'll find my balls on top of that stadium. Lord balls, I knocked them for sixes. So the stadium for them is like, this is Australia. He never showed me like a masjid. He said, the stadium, there's our stadium. So they show Friday night is the match. Saturday night is the match. Then they have something called like an opera house or something. That's their life. So they go to the movies. That's a beautiful structure. He said, let's go see the opera house. Walk by the waters. So their life then is what? Friday night, Saturday night. That's their life. It's very clean. It's so clean that even if your dog makes dirt, if you don't get it cleaned, you're going to get a fine afterwards because they've got cameras everywhere. So even the dog is told, you dare dirt, I'm going to have to clean up. You don't mess. The thing is clean. So if you've got a clean land and you've got no one stealing, because there's cameras everywhere, and those cameras zoom in well, it'll pick you up where you're speaking on the phone. Immediately, $1,000 fine. That's $1,000. Australian dollar is like 11. So 11,000 rands, you're fine. Why? Because you were speaking on the phone. In New Zealand, a person knocks someone and you never have insurance. If you don't have insurance, you're going to pay for life. But how you pay for life? You go there to the court and you say that I'll pay the man. But you know me, I'm a poor person. So every month I'll pay him $10. Every month. Well, how are you going to pay? How long? Two lives. That amount that they need you to pay for that man's car. You say, I can't pay so much. The court will say, okay, no problem. $5. Every month, say $5. So much. Okay, I'll pay $5. And that man whose car you knocked, he also gets happy, like at least $5. The one person I met, he met one accident, so he's paying $5. And now another accident, so another $5, so he's $5. Every month I'll pay $10. So he told me, I need two lifespans to pay that man off, like. Because the amount you have to pay, whole life will carry on paying, but at least you can pay small amounts. So they fine you, so no one's going to do anything wrong. So there's no crime. If they can catch you speaking on a phone, they can catch you in anything. So a clean life, no crime, no poverty. The only guy who got sad is the one whose wife and him were fighting. And then his wife walked out of the house, she went to the government gives her 80%, he gets left with 20%. That's how the government law is. But even 20% is a lot. But because now he goes in depression, he uses the 20% in liquor. So now he's living with 0%. Meaning he got no food. He's the only homeless man. Homeless means he also got a home, but he got no food in the house. So he goes outside, like he got no home. And you see him walking around like he knows nothing, and then people will give him food. He's the only guy looking for food. So a land that is clean, a land that got no crime, a land that got no poverty, you'll think in that land everyone is happy. That land is seeing the most amount of Muslims accepting Islam. Most amount of Islam. Some places they say every day people walk in. Every day. One person said, a girl knocks at his door. So you guys will be very happy with that. They haven't got that shock. A girl knocks at the door. Are you the imam? I want to make shahada. I want to make the shahada. So after she reads the kalima, the imam says to her, but now to learn your deen, I don't know how I'm going to teach you. I got a class every day at this time. Say, I come for the class. Say, but it's not like for... Say, I'll come for the class. Whatever I can learn, I'll learn. He says, half an hour before the class starts, she's there in the women's section putting everyone's desk straight. She says, accepted Islam. She's putting everyone's desks. She learns. Very fast she learns. One day it's Ramadan time. After Maghrib, he's getting ready for Taraweeh. And in those places, imams are few. That's why they're always looking for imams. So she phones and says, my friend is not well. And she told me she wants an imam because she wants to read the kalima. So please, can you come to the hospital? She might die. So he explains to her, I can't come. I got Taraweeh. She says, but this girl, he says, this girl, she'll die, I'll get fired. They were the imam for Taraweeh. He said, you make a Muslim. So how can I make a Muslim? I'm not an imam. He said, you make a Muslim. So she asked, how must I do it? On the phone he tells her, make her read the kalima. So he's telling me she goes to the bed of her friend. Next to the bed is her boyfriend, meaning the friend's friend, boyfriend. And in front of the boyfriend, she tells the friend, are you sure you want to read the kalima? She says, I want to read the kalima. He says, okay, repeat after me. She repeats. After she repeats, this friend now loudly says, are you sure I'm a Muslim? So she says, I think so. Says, are you sure I'm a Muslim? She says, I think so. Says, are you sure I'm a Muslim? She said, yeah, you are Muslim. And she passed away. Amazing. Then this girl later on, she'll get married in Qatar, I think, after that. When she gets married in Qatar, she phones the imam, says, you know, me, I'm now a muallima. I'm teaching here. Qatar is a Muslim land. She's from Australia. From Australia, she became the cause of the deen of the women of Qatar. Says, I'm teaching here. So amazing how they change. Now when you ask them every day, you're accepting the kalima, like, but you got everything in your country. This is the world. You can get everything in the country, but those people, the biggest suicide rates, I think, is in Australia. Everything in the world. But you don't have deen. The person always thinks. You get tired of life. This world is that. You get tired of life. So I went to one place. The man said, once upon a time, girlfriend, boyfriend would be in this place. It would be partying with girlfriend, boyfriend. He said, now it's partying with boyfriend, boyfriend. Because you get tired. They don't know what to do. So now it's boy and boy walking around. And the girl, I don't know where they are. What a world. Afterwards, you'll see man and animal moving. The man, animal will be sitting here and the man will be there. Here, one biscuit for you, one biscuit for me. They don't know what to do in life because you have no deen. Sometimes we get tired, we say Fajr, then Zohar, then Asr. But a person who got no deen, the days pass, the days pass. But you don't know what to do. When you have Salah, it pulls you out of the world. Pulls you out. You'll only appreciate it when you see the life of those people who don't have it. They got the world around them. But they coming looking for a deen. Make me a Muslim. Give me the Shahada. I gave a bayan one place. Now I'm going up and making salam to everyone. Salam. This person comes and he says, Assalamu alaikum. I don't know why I asked him. I said, are you a Muslim? He said, no. I don't know what made me ask him. I said, are you a Muslim? He said, no. He was in the masjid. He came. He sat for the whole bayan, all a long bayan. He understood it. I said, so what's stopping you? Like, I mean, why you came for the bayan? What's stopping you? Then I spoke to him. I said, now go home and think about it. But at least you sat for the bayan. What made him come for the bayan? There you will see some people with tattoo. Full tattoo. Because tattoos are hard to take out. It takes long. So body full of tattoos. But he is giving dawah one way. So many people he has made Muslim already. But his life was, he found deen, now what he's doing? He's become a big da'i. How the people change, but they're all looking for that change. Because they found the enjoyments of this world. But this world is not Jannah. They're all looking for something. So when you'll go into these countries, you'll realize that Allah can give the wealth of the world to a person. As the Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib would say, wealth, however, comes from the earth, and tranquility comes from the sky. Tranquility doesn't fall on the heart which is getting the curses of Allah. That's what the world is looking for. So Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, look at this earth. Alam naj'alil arda kifata. Did we not make the land such that it can encompass the living and the dead? And we placed on it mountains, rawasiya, rawasiya mountains, shamikhatin, strong. Wa asqaynakum ma'an furata. And we gave you to drink pure water. And we gave you to drink pure water. Furat means any water that when you drink it, because it's so sweet, it goes down the throat so nicely. وَاسْقَيْنَاكُمْ مَاءً فُرَاتًا وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. But amazing man is, he drinks the water and still he will never say Alhamdulillah. Now from here, you will understand what I said, as Quran will now take you on the levels. Allah Tawarukala says, you lived your life and you never wanted to accept, no problem. Intaliqu, now move towards that which you always would deny. See, the surah got Mukaddibin, Mukaddibin. The one who denied, the one who denied. He said, now move towards that which you would always deny. Intaliqu ila dhillin. On the day of Qiyamah, people will see a cloud rise. Normally a cloud makes shade. Because if you got a sun, then with the cloud, things become a little easy. So people will see the cloud. And thinking of a cloud that gives shade, they will move towards this cloud. But this will be smoke. So Allah Tawarukullah says, move towards that shade. You think it's shade. The thalathi shu'ab. Shade with three branches. So it will be like a certain cloud which goes out in three directions. When the man will come under this cloud, it will be smoke. La ghalil, it will not be shades. Wa la yughni min al-lahab, it will not help you from the flames. Innaha tarmi bi shararin kal qasr, rather it will throw flames. Kal qasri, which will be like buildings. Think of a building, think of a palace. And think of a giant who comes and he picks up one palace and he throws the palace on someone. Allah Ta'ala says, on that day, this is Quran, you have to think about it. One man will run under the cloud, looking for shade. And then from the cloud he will see a flame as big as a palace falling on top of him. One hitting here, one hitting here, one hitting here. كَأَنَّهُ جِمَالَةٌ صُفْرٌ. And you will see that it will be like a very big camel falling on your head. Like a huge camel, loaded camel. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. This is the day where man will not talk. وَلَا يُؤْذَنُ لَهُمْ. Permission will not be given so he can give his excuse. It's too late. هَذَا يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ. This is the day of the decision. In which we have gathered you, O man, wal awwaleen, and everyone before you. فَإِن كَانَ لَكُمْ كَيْدٌ فَكِيدٌ. If you can do anything now, try and do it. If you got any plan, try and do it. وَيْلُي يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Till there we will explain. Now we will do one more round, and then we will have someone to read it. The beginning of the surah is, think of the winds. And when the river goes up, must come down. So the next time rain hits your head, فَالْمُلْقِيَاتِ ذِكْرًا. Allah says, the cloud that sends a reminder. For some it's a reminder, nadir, and for some that man won't ever listen. So for him it is uzran. Allah says, I have given you an excuse. Now if I want to punish you tomorrow, don't you dare say I never reminded you. I say, didn't you feel my rains? My rain was to tell you what goes up must come down. When that day will happen, أَلَمْ نُهْلِكِ الْأَوَّلِينَ. How many we destroyed before you? Did we not create you from sperm, and how well we looked after you? How we grew you up, but still you remained a mujrim, a criminal. What's wrong with you? Did we not make mountains for you? Did we not give you sweet water? Did we not give you a place in the earth where everyone could live? You never ever found crowded. It was that day why I spoke about Australia. I forgot why I was speaking about Australia. Australia, when you are driving or flying, you only see green. The green areas means no one lives there. No one lives. So normally they always say there's no place in the world. No one lives. Forests and forests and forests and forests. I think the only one living in that forest is the kangaroos. The government says this is protected lands. No one lives there. Snakes live there. Kangaroos live there. enough place in the world. So a lot of times they say there's no place in the world. More than enough place. More than enough place. And you will fly or you drive, you're just driving, but there's no one. No one at all. Then you'll understand. Allah says, I've given you a land where you'll never find yourself crowded. There's more than enough place. Sometimes we see in our small area because you get surrounded by the squatters. Then you think there's no place in the world. But even in South Africa, as you move around, there's more than enough place. Allah says, I never crowded you. I put mountains for you so you don't feel like hectic. I gave you what water to drink, it's always palatable. But you're still refusing to listen. So no problem, now you will have to walk towards what you denied. Now on the day of Qiyamah, you will see something that you think it gives shade, it doesn't give shade. How in this world you ran towards it, you thought it'll give you happiness, it never gave you. Now you will run towards shade, but you will see fire falling like palaces, like camels. On the day you will want to say, oh Allah, one more chance, but you won't even be allowed to talk. جَمَعْنَاكُمْ وَالْأَوَّلِينَ It will be said, فَإِن كَانَ لَكُمْ كَيْد If you can do anything today, you got any plan, then make your plan. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ
من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
والمرسلات عرفا فالعاصفات عصفا والناشرات نشرا فالفارقات فرقا فالملقيات ذكرا عذرا أو نذرا فإذا النجوم طمست وإذا السماء فرجت وإذا الجبال نسفت وإذا الرسل أقتت لأي يوم أجلت ليوم الفصل وما أدراك ما يوم الفصل ويل تكذبون
Go through the last part. The words are very easy. This passage also in Amma. Innal muttaqeena fi dhilal. Those people who looked after themselves, protected themselves from Allah's anger, they will get real shade. They will be in shade and in rivers, in springs. Wa fawakiha, they will be in fruits whichever they desire. Allah will say to them, kulu washrabu. Now eat and drink in enjoyment because of the actions you had done. Indeed, this is how we reward the people of good. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. As for the liar, the one who denied, Allah will say to him, كُلُوا وَتَمَتَّعُوا قَلِيلًا. You enjoy today, you eat today. إِنَّكُمْ مُجْرِمُونَ. In the ending, you are a criminal. What you're going to eat and enjoy is qaleel. وَإِلُوا يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ ارْكَعُوا. When it was said to them in the world, make ruku, la yarka'un. They were not ready. وَإِلُوا يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ فَبِأَيِّ حَدِيثٍ بَعْدَهُ. بَعْدَهُ means بعد القرآن. After this Qur'an, if they are not ready to accept, then what word will they be ever ready to accept? Again, the one who is ready to stay away from evil, he will find shade, he will find springs, he will find fruits. Allah will say to him, enjoy, now enjoy. As for the other, he will be told, eat and drink, but it's qaleel. Eat and enjoy, you are a criminal in the end of the day. When it was said to him, make ruku, la yarka'un. فَبِأَيِّ حَدِيثٍ بَعْدَهُ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Played. Verse number 41.
إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي ظِلَالٍ.
مجرمون ويل يومئذ للمكذبين.
Pakistan there is a law that if a person wants to get a gun, then the police will come to the house and they will see if you got everything ready. Then the finally they're going to ask your wife, but how are you like? But how do they ask the wife now? Because if you're sitting there and the wife says he doesn't, so they tell you that we have to be alone. So the person says, how can you be alone, my wife? They say, no problem, you can be like on that side, outside, keep the door open, you're in another room. And I want to speak to your wife one on one. So as the cop is speaking to her, to the woman, he will ask one question, that if you think your husband is not fit to have a gun, then all you do is, you just move your head less. That's all. And I'll understand. So this one woman said to the cop, so the cop asked her, like, does your husband drink? So she said, no, we are Muslims. And Muslims don't drink. So the police officer said, I also know that, that Muslims not supposed to drink. He said, but sister, many Muslims do drink. The sentence is a unique sentence. Said, I also know. And the whole world knows what a Muslim is supposed to do. And also the whole world knows, but Muslims don't do what Muslims are supposed to do. Said, I also know Muslims not supposed to do. So the beauty of Islam, they all know it. And they also know that we don't know the beauty of Islam. Said, I also know you're not supposed to do. And I also know that you Muslims do drink. Non-Muslim, what a sentence it was, and I heard it like, how they see Islam, the beauty of Islam. Because he knows, if it's a Muslim, and he does what he's supposed to, I don't have to ask questions. Problem is, Muslims don't do what they're supposed to do. So he said, I also know, Muslim is not supposed to drink. And I also know, Muslims do drink. That's how the world is. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala in Quran, when he speaks about Muslim, Muslim means, did you submit? Many Muslims have still not submitted. Allah Tabarakala make us become true Muslims. They're looking for a true deen. As you walk past, they look at you. They're really looking for the truth. They're looking for someone to show them, this is our deen. This is our Quran. Problem is, the Muslims are looking in their lifestyle. When is the next match? They're looking, when you're going to the masjid? The Muslim is looking, when is the match? It's like a round circle. The non-Muslim wants to come into Islam. And the Muslim wants to go out of Islam. What is that? Allah Tabarakala keep us strong on Iman. I met one person, he said to me, my life changed when I went to Yemen. He said, I found Yemen so pure that when I left Yemen and I went for Umrah, he said, at the airport of Jeddah, I felt zulumat. So he said, it's not a nice sentence to say. He said, normally wherever you leave, and you say, I'm going for Umrah, so you're going from darkness into light. He said, Yemen, I found it so pure. When I left Yemen, and I reached Jeddah, I found I went from Noor into zulumat. The world is changing. How deen comes alive. One person went to Afghanistan recently. He said, you can't understand purity until you're there. He said, while we're sitting in South Africa, you look on your phone also, you look at pictures, you look at women, you speak to women. In Afghanistan, you don't see women. He also said, then I went for Umrah after that. And I also felt like I came out of Noor and I went into Zulumat. But in Afghanistan, I couldn't see one woman. I went for Umrah. He said, I found a woman coming to me and said, do you want to smell this perfume? In Afghanistan, you have to look for a woman. So how Allah makes deen? Deen is deen, it goes anywhere. Why are we saying this as you're laughing? What I'm trying to say is, when deen goes anywhere and everywhere, it leaves people also. And it finds new people. Sometimes we think that I grew up in Islam, it's mine. Deen leaves. And it finds new people. That person will say, I'm so pure. What happened to you? You became so dark. Say, but you had it. I had to get it. This is a unique circle. Some are coming to the masjid and some are going to the clubs. The one who lived in the clubs is running to the masjid. The one who's in the masjid wants to go to the club. A unique circle. Quran is to say, don't make that mistake which so many others are making. Allah tabarakallah keep us strong in iman. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem. Wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.